Now, Petula Martin is here with the business.
Thanks, Cian. Retail Excellence Ireland is the largest representative body for the retail industry in the country. This morning, it's announced its membership of a new umbrella organisation called SME Alliance. Jean McCabe is CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland and she joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Tell us about SME Alliance and why Retail Excellence Ireland is aligning with the group.
So the SME Alliance has been spearheaded by Niamh McDonald of ISME, and it's to ensure the voice of the SME is heard. So we've joined forces with other organisations made up of ourselves, Retail Excellence Ireland, ISME, Hairdressers Association, Restaurant Association, CSNA, Vintners Association, Hair and Beauty. So sectors that are very much so affected by the cost of doing business. And it's to ensure that the government really understands the pressure that the sector is under.
Now, you say that the government needs to provide urgent intervention to support the retail industry. But didn't they already do that? They provided the €257 million in the increased cost of business grant and they extended it during the summer.
Well, when you consider alone the minimum wage increases that SMEs have had to endure over the last number of years and what we're looking down the line at by 2026 to get to national minimum wage, what we're looking at is actually a 45% increase in our wages over 5 years, which I don't think any sector could endure. And if you consider the grant that the government provided might have been €2,000 for a small business, the increase of the minimum wage for one employee per year is actually 3,300. So when you multiply across that your employment base, it's actually a very, very small proportion and didn't near go far enough to support the sector.
What change are you looking for in the calculation of the minimum wage?
So we'd certainly feel that the minimum wage needs to reflect the fact that nearly half the workforce are employed in the public service and multinationals with a far higher salary, so therefore skewing that median wage value. And also, you know, we think that it's, you know, for any small business trying to manage their P&L, it's quite simple. If the costs go up, for example, in minimum wage, your largest outgoing for any SME, the cost has to come down elsewhere. The margins are too tight in retail to find them within the balance sheet. So we have to look at VAT, and we're asking government to consider reducing the VAT rate from the 13 back down to 9 for hospitality, but also to return to the historical VAT rate, standard VAT rate of 21%. If you remember, it went up in 2012 in a temporary measure to 23%, but here we are over a decade later and we're still sitting at 23% VAT rate. So if government policy is to move to national living wage, well then they have to balance the equation for a small business, and they have to reduce the VAT because the margins just are not there in retail to be able to sustain it. And I think the insolvency numbers that were released this year by PwC certainly show that 53% of all insolvencies for the last quarter were in hospitality, retail and construction, and over 83% of them were SMEs. So our SME sector has certainly crumbled under the cost pressure.
You're also seeking recognition for SMEs and employer representation at the Labour Employer Economic Forum and on the Low Pay Commission. Now, there already are three employer representatives on the Low Pay Commission.
Yes, they are, but they're not from sectors that are most affected by the decisions being made. So our request is that SME, hospitality and retail representation needs to be on the LEAF and needs to be on the LPC because they're the sectors it most greatly affects. And I think it was a fundamental flaw. Had somebody that understood an SME, understood retail, understood hospitality, sat on that commission, they would have realised very, very quickly that these sectors can't endure those type of pay increases and those costs. And actually, even I know, you know, the argument has always been it's about, you know, paying people fairly and the cost of living being a significant challenge for our employees out there. And that's certainly, we certainly recognise that. But what's important to note is, you know, the cost of living has been driven by house prices, and increasing the minimum wage is actually, even by the ERSI and the Low Pay Commission in 2018 came out and said, it's a blunt instrument to try and deal with that type of issue regards cost of living. So this isn't the tool, but look at, if government's mission is to move to national living wage, well then the costs have to come down elsewhere, and that has to be done across VAT.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning.